Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Please be seated. Venerable religious, dear parishioners, I was reading last night a little bit about today's saint, St. Elizabeth of Portugal. And it struck me how much we need to read the lives of the saints. And so I would like to share some thoughts from her life. It was just a brief biography I read. And then, of course, we have the great little virgin martyr tomorrow, St. Maria Goretti. And again, there are practical lessons that we receive from reading the lives of these heroes. You know, so often when we hear a sermon, we think of our faith more in terms of the abstract, general principles. But they may be a little bit nebulous for us because of their nature. They're abstract. But when we see a virtue, a good deed practiced in front of our eyes or reading it in the lives of the saints, it's no longer abstract. It's no longer nebulous. It's concrete. It's imitatable, at least to some degree. And I was thinking during the summer months how critical it is for children to read about the saints. Parents, are you putting out for your children to pick up books about the saints? If they're not going to pick up books on the saints, what are they going to be picking up? And I'm not recommending the big books this thick. You know how it is. When we see a big book like that, we panic. But a short, easy read is sometimes even good enough. Good enough for us adults. We pick up a short biography, a pamphlet, a small book. You can read it quickly. Totally unrelated to the spiritual life here, but I was just reading something about how children who read at least 6 books during the summer go up in IQ. I don't have the scientific proof for that, but I think it was a reputable source where I read that. So the mind gets dull by lack of reading. So parents, if you want your children to do well in school, make sure they have plenty of good reading. Get them away from the video games. They can have a time and a place, a reasonable amount of time, but not hours and hours on end. Then recreation isn't being met as a need. It's just becoming something to do. It's wasting of time when it goes on and on and on and on. Recreation is supposed to refresh us so we can get back to our duties, not just recreate all day. Now, vacation may be a different matter, but we're not on vacation all the time. So I want to share a few thoughts with you from the life of St. Elizabeth of Portugal. You may not know very much about her, but she was named after her great aunt, the great St. Elizabeth of Hungary. She is known in Portuguese history as Isabel. She was educated very piously and led a life of strict regularity and self-denial. She said the full divine office daily, fasted and did other penances, and gave up amusements. This would be needless amusements. Now, what are the practical lessons we can get from this? Now, some of the heroic things the saints did are beyond our abilities. We just don't feel the strength to do it. Hence the saying, some of the things the saints did are for our admiration, not our imitation. But we can imitate them in small ways. For example, being raised in a spirit of piety. Isn't that something that every Catholic parent needs to do? Every Catholic family should have that spirit of piety, should have religious images up in the home, crucifix, a shrine where the family gathers to pray. Morning and night prayers, daily rosary, the rosary is a family. The family that prays together stays together. Reading the lives of the saints. You could have a, what we call the butler's lives of the saints, where you just have a short summary of the saint for the day. You can either read it the night before or read it on that day. This was something my mother was so devoted to when I was growing up, making a shrine for the day. And she would try to vary it, but, you know, sometimes one saint looks suspiciously like another one. But she couldn't, obviously you don't have photographs of the saints. Most of them lived before the age of photography, so she improvised. But she was trying to instill the piety. And I can say, even though I didn't appreciate it, it worked. There was that sense of looking up to the saints, the real heroes. Again, they make our faith concrete. It's not abstract. Led a life of regularity and self-denial. Don't we all need to do this? You know, all of the spiritual writers talk about a rule of life. We all need a schedule. And yes, even during the summer, how much of time is wasted by not having a schedule? Because you get up aimless, you get up at whatever time, kind of drift aimlessly. What am I going to do? Living in a reactive mode instead of a proactive mode. And so many hours get wasted. I think this was a lesson that even the Fatima children were taught by the angel when they were just idly wasting their time. And the angel says, what are you doing? Pray, pray much. Offer what you do as a sacrifice. The angel wasn't forbidding them recreation. But I think what he was teaching them was to have some degree of regularity and order in their lives. Again, it changes our lives from reactive to proactive. It becomes much more productive, and we accomplish more and meet the need. So make out a schedule of some kind. What the activities will be, prayer, work, learning skills. That summer is the great time to do that. Homework is the big skill during the school year, and of course, chores never go away. They always need to be done. But the skills, the life skills, what a great opportunity to have them part of a schedule. She fasted and did other penances. When we look at many of the penances the saints did, it almost takes our breath away. They did so much, and we don't feel the strength or the inspiration to do that. But my dear brethren, we can imitate them in the smaller ways. For example, on a very hot day, such as today, let's see if we can practice not complaining. Isn't that going to be our inclination? It's so hot. But the saints tell us there's a penance that we can all do, not to complain about the weather, but bear it as best we can in a cheerful spirit. And you know, if you practice that faithfully, it's not just a small sacrifice. That's significant. Offering it up. These are small ways in which we can imitate the saints. She was also known as the peacemaker, Saint Elizabeth of Portugal. And if I'm not mistaken on my facts here, she had to bring a war to an end between her husband and her son. You see, even the saints had real life problems. And then later on, and this was shortly before she died at the age of 65, she's trying to bring to an end a war between her son and grandson. Imagine how much virtue and charity and effort it takes to be a peacemaker when you see a conflict that can be resolved, to go out of your way in a spirit of helpfulness to resolve that. Pray to Saint Elizabeth of Portugal. That is one of her titles, the peacemaker. And don't we see a need for that? So easy for conflicts and to arise between human beings. Grudges are held. The saints always taught how to strive to take the higher ground. There was also a story from her life how one of her pages was saved by going to Mass. You see, another page had uttered a horrible calumny against this one page that often assisted her and told the king horrible slander. Something's going on between the page and the queen. And the king was so furious that he vowed to put that page to death. I don't know if he followed all of the demands of justice, but basically he sent word to the page, you go so to such and such a place, and there he was going to be executed. He didn't tell the page. And this page always made it a habit to go to daily Mass. So on his way there, completely oblivious of what the king was thinking, he stopped in to say Mass. And the second page, the one that uttered the calumny, was sent to find out what had happened. He ended up dying. And the one that stopped by to go to Mass profited more than he could ever, well, he realized later on. I know that seems like a somewhat far-fetched story. It's indeed possible that it happened, but I guess the point is, the blessings that come to us when we get to Mass, not just on Sundays, when we make that effort, we value the Mass and make sure we come during the week. What an important lesson to teach children, to teach the Mass is so important. It's when we can go on occasion during the week, let's do that, especially during the summer when we have time. So as you can see, my dear brethren, lessons to be learned from the lives of the saints. What about St. Maria Goretti, special patroness of youth? She received the double crown of virginity and martyrdom. And she was faithful to holy purity. If you know the story, there was a man and his son that were living in close proximity to her family because of dire poverty. And this young man began, and I mentioned this a few weeks ago, began to read bad books, bad literature. They were occasions of sin. And it started to inflame his mind with lustful thoughts. And eventually they got so out of control that he began to approach her, try to entice her into sin with him. And she said, no, Alessandro, we will go to hell if we do that. She recognized the red flag, in other words. What do we do when we see a red flag? We realize there's danger. You know, I've had this thought. What if, you know, what if stop signs were green and stop lights were green as well? Why would that not work? Because green is more of a warm and inviting color. Go ahead. And that's not what we want. That's not the color we want associated with situations where danger has to be recognized. So this will never change, or it should never change, that stark red of the stop sign, the stark red of that stoplight, the stark red of a red flag, danger. And we are surrounded with more red flags than even St. Maria Goretti was. Maybe this is why it was said somewhere that the saints of the latter times will have to be greater than the saints of past centuries. Because we don't live in a Catholic society. In a Catholic society, you don't see the occasions of sin proliferating as they do now. You're going to have to be stronger, in other words, in that sense, that you see these red flags and you stay away from them. You get out of the danger. So this is the great lesson, among others, that St. Maria Goretti teaches us, to always turn away, right away, from sin, and to give that example of virtue to a world that so desperately needs it. So, my dear brethren, let us be encouraged by the saints. There's a verse from Scripture, and I can't remember where, but St. Paul talks about this great cloud of witnesses that are already in heaven. They're looking down on us. The way he explains it or expresses himself, it's as though we were in the middle of an arena and they are sitting in the stands. They're all watching us. And you can make a connection with any one of them. Or all of them. And you know what they're doing? They are cheering you on. They are praying for you. They have already given all of us the example of their holy lives to inspire us. But they do more. They pray. They're there. Let us rejoice in all of our friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ, who are already enjoying their eternal reward, and they want nothing more than that you and I be there with them someday. We just have to go through life as they did. Practice the virtues, at least, you know, in the smaller ways, and try to grow into the bigger ways. And pray as they did. And we will be with them one day among that great cloud of witnesses. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.